Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. After my last marathon, I took some time to let my body recover. No running for 2 weeks. Started with some mobility and strength training last week. So just the perfect time to talk about my next goals. Before I dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. In the last 2 years, I focused mainly on marathons. I ran three of them, Berlin, Prague, and Ljubljana. Well, as you may know, I also ran some half marathons, but those were more or less tune-up races for the marathons. So somehow I did three consecutive marathon training blocks. I mean, I like to run marathons. But I could feel the last few weeks training for Ljubljana that my body got tired more than I was used to. And that's why I decided not to do a spring marathon next year. While driving home from Ljubljana Marathon, the first decision that I made was to take a running break. And it ended just a few days ago. Now, the second decision that I made right after the marathon was that I will only run a fun Christmas 5K with a few running buddies at the end of December, but no other races, probably until end of March, maybe even late April next year. Now, my race plan for 2024 is not fixed yet. I'm waiting for the Berlin Marathon lottery results that will come out in the first half of December this year. And I will then make my final decision. But roughly, I will run the Vltava run in May with the top four running team, if of course I will make it in the team. It's a relay run where each team member has to run about 3 or 4 times, somewhere around 10 or 12 kilometers in 2 days. Well, there are a few backup plans. Mid-April, there is the Lake Garda Marathon weekend in Italy, and the best is that they also have a half marathon race. Sure, I could do both, Lake Garda half marathon and Vltava run. There are 4 weeks between those two races, so more than enough time to recover from the half marathon and then run the relay race. And just a few days ago, I got an invite to the Sarajevo Marathon. As it turned out, the event also offers a half marathon, but sadly, it's on the same weekend as Vltava run. So this would be an option if I don't get into the Vltava run team. As for races here in Slovenia, there is a well-organized and really great half marathon event the last weekend in March. I ran it twice the last 2 years. And the only downside of this race is that it's quite hilly. Not at all an easy half marathon. And another big half marathon is end of May. Also one I ran the last few years, and since it's near the place where I live, a lot of my friends will be running it. However, I will wait a bit longer with my final decision. My number one pick is Vltava run. So I will wait for the information on that one. After I will get it, I'm gonna plan my spring races. But whatever it will be, I will not do more than 2, maybe 3 races. And I still plan to run a marathon, but later in the year. As I said in the beginning of the episode, I'm waiting for the Berlin Marathon lottery results. They should be out somewhere in the first half of December, so about in a month. But there is always the chance to get rejected. So my backup plan will probably be Valencia Marathon. It's one of the last big city marathons in the season. From the training perspective, Valencia is a better choice since the training would not start in the middle of the summer heat. However, the downside that I would need to do quite a lot of training runs during November when it gets cold outside and dark really fast. However it will be, this marathon will be my only peak race in 2024. I'm not gonna put much pressure on myself as of time goals. In Ljubljana, I learned that the most important part of running a marathon is to run it by feel and enjoy the race. To soak in the atmosphere and smile all the way to the finish line. But before I will get there, there needs some training to be done. And my training will look a bit different as in the past 2 years. As I already said, I did more or less 3 consecutive marathon training blocks with little rest in between and some base training before each training block. I could feel the impact of that in the last few weeks of my marathon training block that I did for Ljubljana, and that's why I will do a few changes. Now, the last 2 weeks, I went through my training logs. The first thing I noticed was that not all of my easy runs were easy enough. That for sure is an area I need to work on. Another one is that the majority of my speed work was around marathon race pace. Except some 1K repeats that I did, that were somewhere between my 5K and my 10K race pace. So the first thing I will change is to run my easy runs even a bit slower than in the past. There is no need to impress anyone with the paces I run. And if I can keep my heart rate on those runs a bit lower, I will get the same benefit from the runs with less fatigue. So the majority of my runs over the next 6 weeks will be easy runs. Just once a week, I will do an easy run on my local track to add some strides into the run. Maybe 10 or 12 100 meter strides faster than 5K pace, maybe even closer to 3K race pace. This kind of training is not taxing on the body and it helps working on strength and running form. The plan is to run weekly somewhere between 30 and 50 kilometers, and 1 or 2 kilometers of the total weekly distance will be fast, the rest just easy and recovery runs. And then, of course, strength and mobility training. For now, I'm doing it 3 times a week and will probably keep it this way for the near future. Over Christmas and New Year, I will probably take more time to spend with my family, So I'm gonna skip a run, maybe even two. Probably also a strength and mobility session. And what comes after New Year? Well, it depends on my race calendar. First of all, I'm gonna wait for the information about Vltavaran and will then decide on it. But probably I will start the year with another base building training block, similar to the one I will be doing now. The only change will probably be that I will add another day of running to it and that I will slowly build up the weekly distance. Whatever it will be, the most important thing is that I will enjoy what I do, that I will be excited to go out running and be happy doing it. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!